Ryu Shikaze here from thelifestream.net, but you probably know that already, because this is probably where you got this commentary. I'm back for yet another Fan's Eye View commentary. Once again, I'm joined by Just Carly, and tonight, we're going to do Final Fantasy Unlimited Episode 12, Fungus, Eternal Life. Now get yourself synced up to 0000. So take as long as you need, we're recording. But whenever you're ready, get yourself synced up, and we'll start in 1, 2, 3, click. Last time, in the future. Oh yes, the slightly different last time episode. Oh yes, the bit that we didn't quite see last episode.
And the random intro.
Oh, yes.
I'm starting to get a little fond of the intro. Starting to grow on me.
With its random Moravian stars and geometric shapes.
Yes, they're starting to grow on me.
That's just the Stockholm Syndrome talking.
Probably.
Eyes that can only speak in dreams. I'm curious, does that mean the eyes speak in dreams, as in the eyes present dreams and that's how they speak? Or in dreams, eyes talk? Either one's kind of weird, and I'm not sure which one's more weird.
They're all pretty weird.
Yes. Also, I find it interesting that they keep showing eyes... concept art with the, you know, actual, you know, our world clothing, given that she, you know, ditched that within, like, two episodes.
Well, I don't know. Look, there's actually something in the show that's in the intro.
Yep.
That's a miracle.
Yeah, it only took us, what, half the show?
And there's the Brawly little kid.
Yes. But yes, we are firmly entrenched in the shit starting to get real, the plot is starting to show up portion of the show. Not that the shit starts to make sense... necessarily coincides. How did he fit that in his lowrider?
Probably. Is there anyone from the villains that do not have creepy eyes?
Mackenzie? I think.
She's in the line. Like, maybe creepy, maybe not.
Yeah. Everybody else, definitely.
And that kid looks like he's from Mortal Kombat.
It's the face mask.
Yes.
At least he doesn't have to wear the rest of one of the, Mortal Kombat ninja outfits, either male or female.
pretty cool, though.
Now, it depends on the particular iteration. Some of them are lame as hell, but, like, the mid-range Sub-Zero, the, like, MK3 Sub-Zero was pretty cool. But then again, he completely did away with the mask.
Yes. The kid looks so entertained.
That's like the most pathetic, don't make me angry, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry I've ever heard.
Yes, but it's coming from a kid, so it's not surprising.
Yes.
The kids are resting exactly under her boobs.
Yep.
Like, it's perfectly aligned.
Also, he was not trying to rub his eyes. He was trying to cop a feel of her leg.
Yes. Which in no way proves he's a boy.
It's okay. I don't need to sleep. I'm always awake. Chocobo sense is awesome.
And now it looks like she doesn't have any moves.
Yeah.
Is she having a nightmare about the chocobo? I mean, I would understand it, since he's always eating her hair, and there it goes.
And here comes Captain Creepy.
And the fairy.
Yep.
You wanna see what's the name of the place they're in?
Wonderland?
See, she got confused. She was going to Neverland.
Yeah.
It's all a big misunderstanding. He's in the wrong place.
Yes. Well, you know, the robot pixie wanted to find Peter Pan so she could become a real girl.
Exactly.
Because, you know, obviously where you find Peter Pan's stolen Pinocchio. Where Peter Pan has stolen Pinocchio, the Blue Fairy follows. It only makes sense.
And there's not Vincent.
Angsting because his gun was not able to destroy things by penetration, and his enemy is no longer the enemy he wants it to be.
I would be surprised if there was a moment where he wasn't angsting.
Well, no, it's just what he's angsting over.
Well, yes. Is he actually smoking anything? Because he carries that in his mouth all the time, but I don't think he's actually smoking anything at all.
It's not that he's smoking. I think it's basically like his exhaust pipe.
Well.
Because the only smoke that comes out of it is when he is getting steamed up and then, you know, whistles.
Why am I looking at boots?
So that you don't realize that they're all giant penis heads.
Ah, they're trying to confuse you.
I mean, they are literally, you know, walking mushrooms, and they're not even trying to hide the phallic imagery in this show. They're honestly just sort of, I mean, I can't even say they're playing coy with it.
No,
they're really
not
just sort of trying to taunt you with it.
Yes. They stopped playing Koei a long time ago.
Yeah. I mean, they're not being blatant about it, but they're trying to, like, go, yeah, yeah, no, we're totally not putting a penis here. No. This is not a penis.
Which leads me to a question. What is the target audience for this show?
Japan. Which means, even if it's a kid's show, shit's freaky.
Yes.
Oh yes, the Chocobo transformation sequence. Go, like go, Power Choco! You Mighty Morphin Choco Ranger! Or Gundam Chocobo, because those jet things. I do love this series version of the Chocobo theme. Is it about 1.7 times the standard tempo? But it's got a really, really good energy.
Why can't they ever go someplace nice? It's always the weird places.
Wow. Animation quality just dropped. Like a rock. And now she's tripping balls.
Magic mushrooms. And her boobs are higher now.
Yep.
I think it's the mushrooms. Look at them. The mushrooms are making them rounder and bigger and higher.
Well, those are some mushrooms you could definitely sell on late night television then. Guaranteed, lifting firm.
Okay, please tell me you also think he was standing on a penis.
Think?
Saw.
Yeah, I mean, penis joke. This entire episode is basically just screaming, "I'm a penis joke."
We should make this a drinking game. Every time we see a penis, okay, we will be
so basically, yeah, we would make this a liver failure game.
He's the Mighty Penis Man.
Yes.
And he's about to get penetrated by a
penis
gun.
Oh, that was the money shot. The gun is being emo right now. He's gone from suck to mega suck.
He got that from standing from the
penis. So, wait, the mushroom gets bigger.
After looking at him,
when it sucks. Something's wrong about that. And I can't quite put my finger on what.
Oh, lies. Yes, you can.
You're right. It should be after someone else sucks on him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We are now in stage two of Shit Don't Work Gun. Which will necessitate the assistance of the extra characters. Yeah, spoilers to the people listening to this commentary. He ain't gonna kill him right now. Why? Because it's way too early in the episode.
Exactly. You can't kill the bad guy. Then you won't have an episode. The gun is about to penetrate something.
Oh, yes. It's penis versus penis, and whose wang will come out on top?
We think it's the gun.
Someone's dog is excited.
You know, because the gun knows when to time its shot,
Oh,
waiting for
yes.
the perfect moment to pop
That
it.
penetrates darkness. Ouch. Wow. Penis joke. You know, by the end of this series, we're basically just going to stop making penis jokes and just start saying straight out, penis joke, penis joke, penis joke. So that's twice now we summoned Ixion, and I think this is the first repeat. And I still gotta wonder, when did plant types become weak against electricity? Or is it just the herbivore that he's trying to count on? And yes, technically I know fungus isn't a plant, but they almost always are categorized as the same type as actual plants in these games, so. Electric Pegasus Unicorn!
He got lost from, I don't know, Olympus. He was looking for Hercules and somehow found his way here.
Actually, I don't know if Hercules ever encountered the Pegasus. Theseus.
Well, we just stick to the Disney movie.
If we're sticking to a particular version of Hercules, I'm probably going to go with the Legendary Journeys.
Yeah, I'll stay with this thing.
You know what? We will combine the two for maximum kitsch.
Yes.
Because that way we can get Xena in and Phil.
And that's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Can never go wrong with that.
Also, to the surprise of no one, honestly, if you're surprised you weren't paying attention, it didn't work.
Oh, and the feather now has some interesting colors that weren't there before.
Then I will have to blow up the world.
Because that makes complete sense.
Ah, you ruined that one. Well, at least he has his comebacks. But no, seriously, Fungus, you needed to say, this soil has been decided for you. I mean, come on!
See, he's timing his shot, now he's going to
Yep.
pop it.
Yeah, we do have a little over 4 minutes, so this is right about the right time to kill him. Burning gold.
That's why the penis gun wins.
Yep. Because it's burning with STDs. Now our second reused summon. Completely nullified? Or is it?
That
So
gun has.
now he is electro burning.
And think he's about to explode.
And a 200 gigaton nuclear device is apparently dropped.
You know, I just realized that gun has penetrated a lot of things except for the girl with the shape-changing boobs. That is not right.
He needs to penetrate her.
Yes.
With the appropriate soil charge.
Yes.
And by soil charge, I mean his penis.
Yes. That should have been the first thing it penetrated.
Maybe it is. You never know.
You're right, I wouldn't know.
Well, we're just going to have you write that fanfic then.
I think Sok would be more appropriate for it. Since she was so interested in it. And the wolf.
Well, I'm sure we can convince her with a very small amount of prompting.
Yes.
Like, hey, want to write some porn? Sure! And on that cliffhanger, you'll have to wait 2 weeks to see the conclusion to this epic showdown? Of two penises. After two blown loads by Kaze, one of the other penises is still standing strong. Who will go flaccid first? Find out in 2 weeks, folks.
On Final Fantasy Penetration, because that's what I'm calling it now.
It's not a improper name for it, honestly. You know what? That's what it is. It's Final Fantasy Unlimited Penetration.
Yeah, see, now that's the name.
That is what the Unlimited means.
Unlimited, yeah. See, I knew the Unlimited must have meant something. Now I know.
And knowing is half the battle. G.I. Chocobo! Ay, 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 ay. Okay. Korikara. Uchimasho. All right.
You like that song?
I do.
You're singing it. You still on? Did you see saw the video I posted?
I have not.
Then you should see it. I still want to see you singing "The Internet Is for Porn."
Oh, okay. I can definitely sing that one.
Yes.
Actually,
you have to post
pretty much
it.
From memory.
And you have to post it.
All right.
And it didn't even take me some convincing.
It's a song I like.
Yes, I noticed.
I'm glad we have this new technology for porn. I'll have to do the rest later when I'm, you know, actually in a position where I can be filmed.
Yes.
Finally! I get to teach a whole lesson all by myself! And I'm gonna teach something relevant, something modern, the internet! Oh. The internet is really, really great.
For porn!
I got a fast connection so I don't have to wait.
For porn!
What? There's always some new site.
For porn!
I browse all day and night.
For porn!
It's like I'm surfing at the speed of light.
For porn!
Trekkie!
The internet is for porn.
Trekkie!
The internet is for porn.
What are you doing?
Why you think the net was born? Porn, porn, porn.
Trekkie!
Oh, hello, Kid Monster.
You are ruining my song.
Oh, me sorry. Me no mean to.
Well, if you wouldn't mind please being quiet for a minute so I can finish.
Okie dokie.
Good. I'm glad we have this new technology.
For porn.
Which gives us untold opportunity.
For porn. Oh, sorry.
From your own desktop.
For.
You can research, browse, and shop. until you've had enough and you're ready to stop.
For porn!
Trekkie.
The internet is for porn. The internet is for porn.
Trekkie.
Me up all night hugging me horn to porn, porn, porn.
That's gross! You're a pervert.
Sticks and stones, Kate Monster.
No, really, you're a pervert. Normal people don't sit at home and look at porn on the internet.
Oh?
What?
You have no idea. Ready, normal people?
Ready.
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 Let me hear it.
The internet is for porn.
Sorry, Kate.
The internet is for porn.
I masturbate.
All these guys unzip their flies for porn, porn.
The internet is not for porn.
Porn, porn.
Hold on a second.
Wow.
Now, I happen to know for a fact that you, Rod, check your portfolio and trade stocks online.
That's correct.
And Brian, you buy things on Amazon.com.
Sure.
And Gary, you keep selling your possessions on eBay.
Yes, I do.
And Princeton, you sent me that sweet online birthday card.
True.
Oh, but Kate, what you think he do after?
Yeah.
Ew!
The internet is for porn.
Gross!
The internet is for porn.
I hate porn.
Grab your dick and double click for porn, porn, porn.
I hate men.
Porn.
I'm leaving.
Porn.
I hate the internet.
The internet is for internet is for internet is for porn. Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Ryushikaze from thelifestream.net, but you already know that, most likely, because this is probably where you got this commentary. I'm back for yet another of the fine... Yes, I'm here for another...